Hello and welcome. I'm Justine Phoenix with NXA. And today, I'm excited to welcome Maggie Dombrowski, Director of Development at Expect Miracles Foundation. Welcome, Maggie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Today, we're going to have a conversation about Expect Miracles and an event that we want to discuss. But I think that some of our listeners may know a little bit or may know a lot about the Expect Miracles Foundation. But for those of us who don't, can you just provide an overview of Expect Miracles?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Expect Miracles Foundation is a super unique nonprofit. We rally the financial services industry and beyond to invest in life-saving cancer research while advancing the financial and emotional health of people impacted by cancer. We bring hope to cancer patients and their families through our three portfolio of funds. And we have awarded over $21 million in grants in support of cancer research and financial assistance to those impacted by cancer since 1995. So a unique nonprofit, like I said, we hold networking events, galas, golf tournaments, and we take these events, we allow financial executives to participate in them, network and do business development, and turn these business opportunities into life-saving opportunities through our mission to provide hope to the cancer community.
So $21 million, that's a lot of grants to support cancer research. Congratulations, that's amazing.
Yes, we're very proud.
All right, so we got something coming up in May. What is the distance challenge that's coming up soon?
Sure, yes. So our distance challenge is our largest event. It's a global peer-to-peer fundraiser that offers an exciting competition where individuals can run, walk, bike, or do something that gets them moving in support of the cancer community. We like to say, how far will you go to leave cancer behind when we're talking about this event? And it's a week-long event from May 14th through the 21st, where, as I mentioned, participants get moving. They get active along with their company, along with their organization, and they go the distance in support of the cancer community throughout this week. 100% of participant raised dollars go towards the cause, thanks to our generous supporters. So it's a great mission, a great fundraising vehicle with funds benefiting directly to our cause.
What is the goal of you have? Do you have a goal that you've set for the distance challenge?
We do. Our goal is to raise $1 million this year. We've gotten close over the past few years. This event was launched in 2020. Last year, we had over 1,400 participants, more than 100 teams and 19 countries involved, and we're on track right now to break all of those records. So we're really looking forward to a great event this year.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And everybody has to get moving. Well, let's talk a little bit more now. Why should we support this cause?
Sure. So you know what I always like to say? I like to think about all that the financial services industry has accomplished. Mm-hmm. And you know what we think about? Why not cure cancer? It's just such a phenomenal group of people and individuals that are so inspirational. And when they come together, the power of the financial services industry can really be unmatched. So, you know, cancer has impacted almost everyone you know in some way. More than 1.2 million Americans develop cancer each year. And a new cancer is diagnosed every 30 seconds in the U.S. So at Expect Miracles Foundation, we're focusing to fund life-saving cancer research. And the research labs that we fund, they're addressing the four leading challenges in cancer, which are early detection, real-time prognosis, drug-resistant cancers, and metastatic cancers. And then we're also funding our SAM fund, which is a fund for young adult cancer survivors. And this is very special because while we're hoping to help patients become cancer-free, we realize cancer isn't free. So this fund is providing financial assistance grants to young adult cancer survivors to help them move forward after a cancer diagnosis.
So, you know, you opened your comments by saying that most people have been impacted by cancer in some way, and that is for sure. Maybe a little personal question, Maggie. What is your connection to the cancer community?
My mother passed away from cancer when I was 12 years old. And, you know, that's something that really motivates me for this year's event. I have a team in the Distance Challenge called Anne's Fans. We're walking in memory of my mom, my siblings, my nieces and nephews are on the team. My husband and my two daughters are all on the team. And, you know, while it's extremely sad that, you know, my mother passed away from cancer, I celebrate at the same time that I'm a cancer survivor. I had a childhood cancer of the kidney. And I've been a survivor of cancer now for over 30 years, which is amazing. And back in 2016, when I was planning my wedding, you know, newly engaged, I had another cancer scare. A doctor found a lump in my breast. And it's an anxiety-provoking experience when you are thinking about a cancer diagnosis. And the work that Expect Miracles Foundation is doing is really providing hope to those who are newly diagnosed, those who might become diagnosed, and cancer survivors. So I'm really inspired by the work that Expect Miracles Foundation is doing in the cancer community. Through the funding of events like this and all of the support that Expect Miracles has provided, cancers are being discovered earlier. There are new drug therapies coming out. And especially one of our research labs is focusing on metastatic cancers. And that's what my mother passed away from. And right now, there are more roads to living longer, healthier, happier lives.
Well, that's so well said. And I'm so sorry to hear that. But I think you're doing an amazing job. You're a cancer survivor. And even if you're not a cancer survivor, if your connection with your family, you're impacted through cancer. You were impacted by your mother. There's just so many personal stories here that it really helps sort of personalize supporting this whole event.
Thank you. Yes, everyone has a story.
So just a couple more things. You mentioned we started this during the pandemic, the event?
Yes, exactly. 2024 marks 5 years of this event.
Okay.
And what happened was it was created out of necessity. As I mentioned, Expect Miracles Foundation is an organization that thrives and operates off of in-person events. We hold golf tournaments, we hold galas. And when those weren't able to be happening anymore, we had to pivot. We had to think of our next big initiative. And this event has really taken off. It's a chance for the financial services industry and beyond to come together and to get moving and have an opportunity to make a difference through a global virtual event.
So this has got to be one of the largest charity events in our industry. Let's talk a little, what makes this one special? If you had a couple things to say, what truly makes this special? What makes this event so special?
Sure. Yes. So one of my favorite things about this event is that it's a team building and unifying event for companies. It can bring together every level of the organization from the CEO to the newly minted associate. So everyone can join together behind Expect Miracles Foundation's mission. Although the majority of participants are from the financial services industry, everyone is welcome. Friends and family are invited to join corporate teams or start their own teams. And as I mentioned, we let participants of any age participate. I have my 3-year-old daughter and my 10-month-old daughter participating in this year's event. They're going to bike and walk 7 miles with me, you know, mostly pushed in the stroller or on the back of a bike. But we appreciate any level of participation from any age group throughout your family. And then we also love that this is accessible to all because you can choose your activity that gets you moving. If you are a cancer patient yourself, you are going the distance every day. And I know that there are some cancer patients in the financial services industry. I don't want people to feel like they need to run a marathon or they need to bike 150 miles. Whatever you do throughout the course of that week that you define as going the distance is an amazing part of our mission and an amazing part of this event. And we invite all to participate.
So point is just get moving.
Just get moving. Exactly.
Okay. A couple more things. What's important? What other things should our listeners know that's important to know?
Sure. The great thing about this event is fundraising is encouraged, but it's optional. So we want you to join us. Just get involved, get moving, learn more about us, and wear your event shirt and tell others about our mission and just get involved.
So Maggie, is there anything that you've introduced that's new this year?
Yes. So we are actually adding an in-person element to a virtual event. We're hosting warm-up parties. It's going to be Boston on May 7th at Central Wharf, where we have a chance to bring participants together for an informal and fun celebration to kick off everything before the week begins on May 14th.
All right, fantastic. So Maggie, just one more thing for those of us who are thinking about joining, get moving. Is there a website or somewhere we can go to sign up?
Yes, emfdistancechallenge.org. So right on that website, you can click register, you can search for your company in the search bar and see if you're already involved or join us as an individual. And we look forward to seeing you on the leaderboard.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us today. Fantastic organization. We're so happy to have you here. And thanks for all the information you provided. And we just want all the listeners to just get moving.
Thank you. Thank you. We are so appreciative to Nexa and the continued support, and great to chat with you today.
Thanks, Maggie.
Our listeners can connect with me and the rest of the Nexa team by searching for Nexa on LinkedIn. Please share your feedback on the podcast and let us know who you'd like to hear from next. And make sure you don't miss future episodes by subscribing to Nexa Talk on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Until then, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Nexa Talk. Nexa is a trade association connecting the global asset management community. Please note the Nexa Talk podcast is the sole property of Nexa. The content of the podcast is for educational purposes only and does not constitute advice or services. Guests' opinions and statements are their own and do not represent the organizations with which they are associated. Parties may not reproduce these podcasts in any form without the express written consent of Nexa.